will get one, but the other one has come already. We know recently there is a very big typhoon in Philippines, and it met so many people lose their family, family members. Every time there are several issues come from our mind. We might ask why? Why this kind of so harmful natural disaster happened? Even sometimes we will have doubting. How come the merciful God allow this kind of things happened? Even we might ask, where is our God? Actually, when we look at a thing, we can look at in different angle. For humans' perspective, different kind of backgrounds of people, they might interpret an issue in different ways. A thing happened, of course, it's not only a single reason. A thing happened always combine several reasons, and it happened. For God's power, God's love, God's mighty, according to the Bible, according to our experiences, we don't need doubt. God himself. For example, let's turn to Jonah chapter 4. Book of Jonah chapter 4. Book of Jonah chapter 4, verse 11. Jonah chapter 4, verse 11. Verse 11, God said, "And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city in which are more than 102,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and much livestock?" This is the concluding of the book of Jonah, and this is God replied to Jonah's concern. God told Jonah, "Should I not pity Nineveh?" So there is no doubting. Yes, our God is a God filled with pity for human being. Before our prayer, I would like to try use the other angle to see the events with you. We should ask ourselves, what if I had been there? What if I had been there? For example, this time, if you are in Philippines, if you are in that city, what will happen on you? It might out of your imagination, it might out of your expectation. If you have known the disaster will happen I believe we might try our best to avoid it. Usually, the disaster came is out of our expectation. It's usually out of our plan, out of our control. But it's happened. And what if you had been there? A great possibility you might one of the victim. It means you might lose your life there. So what's the next? If you lose our life, and what is next? Let's turn to Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, verse 22. Gospel Luke chapter 16, verse 22. Verse 22, so it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. 23, and being in the torment in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. If we had been there, we might one of the victims. What is the next? Are you going to in the Abraham's bosom or not? This is what important for. This is the important for us. Do we dare? Actually, it's not the most important. The important is we should make sure if this kind of thing happen to me, and then the next step, I will be in Abraham's bosom. So we don't need to spend time to think about the things belong to God. The things is mystery. What we need to know is some issues I would share with you. Number one, we should know, we should admit in front of God we are sinner. Number two, we should know the price, the wage of the sin is death. This is the only wage of the sin. Number three, we should know our Lord Jesus Christ. He has paid the price for us. Because the love of Lord Jesus Christ, he has paid the price. So number four, we should know we need the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ. We should receive the salvation. We should become a person called on the name of God. So thank God, we know we are sinner. We know how serious the sin is. We know Lord Jesus has paid the price for us. We know Jesus has provided us the salvation. And By His grace, we have received the salvation. So, the important is we try our best. We ask God's mercy. We walk in the way of salvation. We walk in the right way. So no matter we are in the natural disaster or not, it doesn't matter. Because I know if I am a victim, I will a victim. My next step, I will be in the bosom of Abraham. So we encourage each other. We need to cherish the salvation we have received. So we need to cherish. We are the children of God. We have to cherish this right way and try our best to walk in this right way. It's not only our determination. We also need the help from the above, God's words, God's spirit, God's love. And all of this also related to together. The more we pray, the more we will receive the love of God. The more we pray, the more we will understand God's teachings. So prayer is one of the foundation. Prayer is one of the requirement. So we cherish every prayer section. So now we are going to pray. We ask God give us the Holy Spirit. We ask the fullness of the Holy Spirit. We ask God according to His promise, pour down His love through the Holy Spirit. We ask God give us the strength and wisdom through the Holy Spirit. Please come forward. Pray together.